Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my brother, the other host of the Get Down, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP himself. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen. I get a chance to hang out on the airwaves with the dopest poet in poetry, man.
Hey, man, doing
How
good,
you
brother?
Doing, bro?
Man,
good
I'm
evening
doing,
to you, sir.
Good evening to you, too, bro. Hope you're doing as well as I am, you know, on this Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve. I'm hanging out with one of my better brothers, and ladies and gentlemen, I got a slew of brothers. Some that have been birthed to me, others that have been anointed. But when we talk Van Meadows, that anointing started at birth. We just didn't
Absolutely.
Meet each other until it was necessary.
We didn't meet each other. It's kind of like our mothers kept us apart from each other, like, you know.
Yeah, they were like, nah, we
but
can't
now,
have
but we
each
together
here.
Now. But we together
Yeah, they
now.
Can't stop it now. Stop it now.
Ain't no way.
So good evening to
Ain't
you,
no
bro.
Way. Good
can't,
evening, bro.
I'm amped for the Get Down as always. I got to make up for lost time because of what happened last night during a terrific show with those lovely ladies. And you know, we had to compliment Mojave on our boy Aziz's show. So I'm hoping
yes,
I can
sir.
Make up for some lost time, man. So it was a good – it's been a great week, to be completely honest with you. It's been a great week.
Indeed, man.
And I don't want to spoil it, but a gift for you – came to my job today. If the other three
man.
Things come, it's a wrap. If the other three things come, I'm just like, yes. I'm in a good space.
I'm gonna have to make that trip to the Bronx, y'all.
I hear you talking, dog.
Hey, man, let's give a huge shout out, y'all, to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Tonight's show, y'all, is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average
Tell
when
why.
You can be raw?
Tell them that. I got mine. You better
get
yours.
Mine.
Please
you get
yours.
You better get yours.
Healing properties and all that. Man, listen.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening online and you want to get down with us, by all means, please dial 319-527-6300 and please press 1 to get on the mic. Because tonight, man, we got a show lined up for you tonight. Thank you to Brian McKnight and Take 6 for that last song that Marvin Gaye rendition of What's Going On. I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I did. And
I did.
J-Rob, you enjoyed it, bro?
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, bro.
Man, listen, I haven't heard that song in a minute. You put me in a different space, and I'll tell you why. See, a show like what we have tonight is necessary because as poets, and Van and I have said this to the listening audience and people in person many a time, we are the CNN of the community. And it's important that there's times in which we may veer off the beaten path of the sappiness, the erotic, the romantic, the dreams, or whatever it may be, and talk about stuff that's happening in the community. You heard what we did last year with George Floyd and some of the other protest pieces, and we didn't want – I know it's August, but we didn't want to lose any of that steam, and we don't want people to lose that as well. So – occasionally, Van and I have to come up with some shows like what we're about to tackle tonight, and we hope you gravitate towards it the way he and I have because it is an important topic and it shouldn't be lost just because we're poets.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it should be as the voices of the community. Somebody has to say what someone else is either unwilling to say or afraid to say. And tonight's that night. tonight's that night when we're going to get down. We're going to get down with it. We are really going
to
get down.
We have to. We have to, man. It's too important.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely, 100%. And so let's go ahead and let them know what tonight's about, J-Rob. Let them know, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Get Down, Van and I and all of you, we are going to have a conversation poetically about the war on poverty through poetry.
Indeed.
So this is where we at, and I'm hoping to goodness sake that a lot of you gravitate and come through and show us what your pen says about a subject like this.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. I'm man. So many things run through my head when I think about poverty, man. I grew up in poverty, but I didn't really know I was poor because I always saw myself as rich, you know? The crazy thing, man, it wasn't until I got to school around my classmates and my peers that I realized that we were all poor. Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm. Let that sink
school
in for a second, y'all.
School, class, peers made me realize that we were poor. However, they were just as poor as I am, and I didn't even know it. We all live in the same hood, the same projects. It's just that their parents were willing to take the money, the government assistance money, whatever they were getting to buy them the expensive clothes, the expensive shoes. Not my mama. Mm-mm. My mama said, we need
Van
to survive.
Van, I don't know if y'all did this in Baltimore, but here in New York, we used to, I know the stores are different, but just follow me on this. We had this department store called Alexander's. And in Alexander's, there's a point where you had to walk through the department store if you wanted, like, no-frill sneakers. And they had these bins of canvas sneakers that looked like Converse, but they weren't. And they we used to call them Skips. And they were all in this giant bin. And the shoelaces were all connected to each other. So you had to, like, pull the shoe out and try to find if the shoe fits. And for some reason, this was a dirty-ass shoe. And, you know, because we wanted Pro Keds or Converse, but those skips were so sturdy. You can go into battle, and they would still stay the same color, and the rubber wouldn't mold anything. So that was the only way that we knew there was a difference.
Right.
You know, past that, as kids, we were just so happy to go to school and leave so we could go outside and play. Then had to be in by the sun. You know, our parents were dealing with that. And it wasn't until high school that circumstances changed and we started paying a little bit of attention, but I think college made paying attention critical. And you know, your introduction to adulthood where you're like, wait a minute. Oh, I can't be joking because don't no one care if the lights come on at a certain hour in the street.
Exactly,
stuff is
bro.
Happening around you. You need to pay attention.
You need to pay attention, man. Man. So many memories, man, and so much pain. But this is what we tackling tonight, y'all. Somebody has to wage a war on poverty, and tonight it's going to be us. But not just tonight, going forward. So, J-Rob.
Sir.
Are you locked and loaded, bro? Is your piece ready?
For you, bro, I am completely locked and loaded. And I'm hoping people get where I'm going. I'm going to do this one kind of slow.
Okay, brother. The mic is yours, man. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is entitled Poverty and Our Conditions. Pay attention to the inflation that's all over the nation. While this new segregation threatens this entire nation, this whole nation, there's inflation and poverty and all that famine that is all overseas. So in the 21st century, how do we survive? How do we see who we are supposed to be when the ones who control the purse strings says who does and who doesn't get to eat? How are ghettos created in a wealthy nation that stays segregated places and shared it in different countries and in other nations, but created a 500-year blueprint and rewrote a script that tried to keep it going while countries was growing, and they said that this was legit, but you continue to ignore me when I talk about this country's know-nothing view on poverty, and it appalls me that there really is no racial justice. And it's time that we discuss this, because I'm disgusted. I don't trust it. And the confliction that make black men say that it has to end so it won't happen again. Can you hear me? Can you hear me hitting home? Because knowledge, that's the danger zone. Liars and bigots and hypocrites start to panic. Then they get frantic because it's power generated by the truth. And it's time to educate the youth because the lust for money is out of control. You don't believe me? Here's proof. Drugs. There's always a tragic end. And at the risk of spending time in jail, caught on a bum sale, they persist. Knowing death is a risk. Now, ignorance is bliss. They kill their race and chump their face. Man, now they deserve to get dissed. But when we feel the wrath, but what has happened in the past has made us walk a path made by slavery through bravery. We've lost our unity and our source. Our source of power, and so for some reason we've lost all race pride in our Holocaust. Well, now it's my creed through my pen to say that I'm from a stronger breed, because my ancestors indeed had to bleed, whipped until they were freed. Now I look back and I say, how? How did we allow physical slavery? Well, never again, I vow. So now it's time to reject and not elect the malcontents that keep colonial policies in check and lovingly embrace benign neglect, because this poverty thing has got to end. My question is, who's with me? And that's that piece.
Yo. Did y'all hear my brother, man? He said, so now it's time to reject and not elect those malcontents that keep colonial policies in check and lovingly embrace benign neglect, because of this poverty thing's got to end. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah.
This was...
Yo, you know what's funny?
Some inspiring ink, bro.
I read what began benign neglect, and that was a political thing that started in the Nixon administration when it mm-hmm. came to the black community. And it was all about letting them burn, letting them be who they are without any assistance from the federal government. And the benign neglect meant that they were going to let all the drugs be where they are, do not give them opportunities, do not help them get out of this rut that we set up for them, and let them just be. Whereas everybody else got a chance to flourish. And Nixon said, I agree. And it wasn't until the end of his life where one of the people who was actually in that room on quote unquote on his deathbed said that they knew what they were doing were wrong, but they decided to do it anyway. And the things that they did in the black community, it did on purpose. Because Nixon and his cabinet knew it would have an everlasting effect for the next 50 years. And when I read the entire transcript, I was just flabbergasted, because I look around and I'm like, wow, so a lot of things that have happened to us in the community was done on purpose.
On purpose.
And we were too much in our own way, because the Malcolm X's were gone and the Martin Luther King's were gone and the Mega Evers's are gone. And the Andrew Young and some of these other guys were like, okay, let me fall back a little bit, because I'm not trying to get killed like King and them. So benign neglect hit our community very hard, and it's taken us quite a ways to get past some of it. But the waves in the water are still there, and we just still sailing through it. But listen, you know how me and you can do. You know, sometimes
bro,
when we hit these topics, man, we can go for on and on. And I know the people didn't come to hear just me and you, as much as you know how much I love you. But now, Van, my question to you, are you locked and loaded, bro? Is your poetry ready? Then, hey, let me put you in front of this microphone and let me let you do what you do when you get on down.
The title of this piece is called World War Poverty. There's a war going on across the globe, but no one wants to probe, for fear that it just might cause us to take a hard look in the mirror. As the skin and bones become more clearer, while the soles of our shoes fall apart, and the rich wear red bottoms and no worries in their heart, and us bottom feeders searching for scraps and leftovers in the streets of the projects and the ghettos, seeing bodies get colder, all because we have been fighting a turf war that stems from drugs being pushed into our hoods, a war that was created by those with money using us as test subjects. Now, ain't that funny? For decades, they bring them in power, tried and succeeded in making our races the poorest while they look down upon us from their penthouse tower, reminding us that we only allowed you a seat at the table so we can learn how to keep getting you to spend your money in our pools and stables. Who cares about the kids in the streets without enough to eat? Mike said, who am I to be blind? Who am I to be blind? Because now the man in the mirror is only concerned with greed, no longer the poor's need, and the government seemingly still turns a blind eye of indignation of the countless lives that has been stricken by poverty in this nation, the wealthiest country in the world, right? Or is that just something we love saying because of freedom, right? The lack thereof has proven this to be a lie. When the same streets weep and cry for some kind of aid and assistance that's not just a free handout while still handing down fractured justice, like a sinkhole to swallow us whole. The level of inconsistency with elected officials' incompetency on how the end of this age-old war on poverty. All they want is more notoriety. Instead of cursing this forced illness, curing this forced illness, but no, they just still want to rob us. Wake up, y'all. Wake up. In peace.
Van, I have a request.
Yes, sir, bro.
You ain't got to be anytime soon, but I have a request. I need you to do the vocals for these and send it to me. Because I don't know about y'all, but I got chills hearing this. And maybe it's because I'm always on my red, black, and green thing. But you said something tonight, brother, where you said the wealthiest country in the world, right? Or is it just something that we love saying because of the freedom, right? The lack that has been proven that that's a lie when the streets weep and cry for the same kind of aid and assistance. That's not just a free handout while still handing down fractured justice. Oh, my God. That stanza is so powerful. And the infliction is when you hit it with the wealthiest country in the world, right? Right? Or is that just something we like to say because it's because of the freedom, right? Right?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I got chills reading that and hearing you say it. Oh, my God. But behind you saying it, Van, all I'm hearing is just the introduction. And I'm hearing, ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da. And you know the bass line. I'm hearing that, and I need you to play those vocals down. I have something that I'd like to do for you for this particular piece. Oh,
absolutely,
my God.
Bro.
This touched me, and I wanted to say it online. I didn't want to send that to you, but this piece really touched me. So thank you for sharing it with me, and thank you for sharing it with us. You know,
and
before we go any further, Van, shout out to David Mott, who allowed you and I an opportunity to do a farewell piece to the poet Pretty Paws, who recently lost her dad. So definitely a shout out to him. shout to the family. You are in the prayers of the poets of the Epiphany
Definitely.
Radio Universe, particularly Van Meadows and John Robinson. And we're going to get down, put our arms around you during this most difficult time. And big shout out to David Mott for putting us in for that on short notice. And
Absolutely.
From the judge of what people heard, they really enjoyed the piece. So thank you, Van.
Man, thank y'all, man. But we definitely love you, Pretty Pars, and we're here for you, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Man.
So,
bro.
Now that we done did that, because they know how we do. They know how we do, because we family. I'm curious what these poets are bringing tonight, man.
Man,
I'm
listen,
curious
you and me
who
both,
took up the
bro.
Mantle.
You and me both, bro. Ugh.
So, let's get to it.
First up, ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own host of War Council, Fly Speak. Oh, man. Honey Drippers.
The Avengers.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Epiphany's own Iron Man Mojave, y'all. What's up, Javi?
I must be a very lucky person. I literally just came in the door. We just came in the door. literally and figuratively, just came in the door. I was like, oh, snap. Y'all talking to me. As soon as I came up in this joint.
Welcome, bro. It's good
how
to
you
have
go?
You, man.
Hey,
welcome,
how
Cuzzo.
You fellas doing? What's
how
happening?
You doing?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, you did.
Today's a great day, man.
It's a beautiful day, bro.
Today is a fantastic day. And it's always a great day to wake up on Epiphany Radio Universe with two amazing, incredible individuals and superheroes, Batman, the Dark Knight, and Wolverine, Weapon X. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You're too kind, Iron Man. You are too kind.
They just call me Tony Stark. It's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Love
that's
it.
That's what it is. But I know you guys probably have umpteen billion people waiting, so...
yada, yada, yada. You're first on the microphone, sir. We're not going for the microphone.
I made it first?
We're talking to you first. Yes,
first.
Sir.
Wow. I mean, oh man,
so,
that means I had to. That means I beat what? I beat Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Yo, that's
correct.
Incredible.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
You beat him, bro.
And La Pearl La Negra. You beat her too.
Well, you know,
she's not feeling too good.
She's not too feeling too good.
I know.
We're sending love and light
that's
to you.
That's
what
it
is. Love and light, not
oh man. All right, so. My problem is that I didn't get the chance to finish the poem that I was working on, which is that's because I normally think that I have more time to write because I usually do, but I had to go outside because I had a very wayward 8-year-old giving me problems.
It happens.
It happens, bro.
All right, but I got something that might work. This really speaks to some of the stuff that's surrounding me right now regarding family, because, you know, sometimes poverty is not just the not having money. It's also the not having the relations or the relationships, you know,
mm-hmm.
that people have. Like, you know... well-loved children are confident. Well-loved children
mm-hmm.
don't like you can try you have like you can try to talk down to them, but they will always relent because that's not their reality. Well-loved children live up to the expectations placed upon them by their forebears and the people around them. Well-loved children are supported. And loved.
Yeah.
And so the one thing I had to come to terms with is that some people who do not have the same type of relationship that you might have developed or had, like you could be poor, but someone would always make sure that if there was food that you was going to eat, and even if there wasn't going to food, you would first know that people would work as hard as they can to make sure that you didn't suffer. And some people's lives are not like that, whether through the economics, whether through their choice of sexual identity. All of these things come to bear. So I believe that poverty is not just limited to the economics and the social economic status of a person, but it also relates to the culture and the identity of the person who are participating in it. So this is the poem that I wrote for that. All right. I can go ahead
and get
go.
Down, bro.
All right.
Absolutely.
It is easy for one to feel powerful when they were always loved, always fed, cared for, told that you mattered, given safety and comfort, loved into balance, the reflection of family firmly in a child's eyes, confidence that another day will arrive without pain or discomfort, that a space will be made for you, a plate of nourishment with a bed will be accorded, and no one will reject you. And when the street lamps come on, they will call you home. What happens when they do not? What happens when care is not taken, when outside is a home and a box and an alleyway is where you rest? What happens if your parents are a test, are the issue, beat you until bruises pepper your soft tissues? I forget that hugs can be refused, that emotions are rationed, when lack is a law that wraps broken souls, when the rule is control, when generational curses take their toll, passes through bloodline and sometimes bloodstream, drink or drug, multiple children born from cream of male biological functions that make fathers but debit fatherhood. Grow seeds like weeds and like roses should in fertile gardens, but in concrete jungles. Futures are bungled, wasted into clenched fists. Rumble, young man, rumble, we don't hear melody. We hear drums, war, and something wicked this way comes. We shatter our similar reflections into sharp shards, stab deep the jagged edges, becoming headshot headlines in all the ledgers. We read obituary. We attend death's reflections that wear white tees and GoFundMe collections. Someone inverted pyramids and slid ignorance into our mindset to find the weakness in being weak. Victims to those that are kind, blind to what love does, rather spit lies and try to blind the spells that are cast dark. But that dark will not overtake the light, but will suffer in blight, will not be enveloped by their night. The beauty of this moment is stillness, the peace, the release that will cease if you let love love you. Like the sun sits above you, clenched teeth or fists do not lift. Rifts happens when you skip and let untruth fly from your lips. People throw rocks and hide hands, and fans are discontinued, discontent from who they will let go. We speak into pain bodies, the lack that readies attack, forgetting, never remembering, that love was always black. Poem.
Yo.
I want this piece.
Yo.
I want this piece in my collection. Van Meadows, it's on you.
Yo. Yo, this piece is amazing, Javi. You know, it definitely fits with what we're talking about tonight on a different level. And this is some dope poetry, bro. It, man, listen. Whew. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
I love this piece from its beginning to its ending. There's a couple of stanzas in there that really struck a chord. That second and third stanza really got me. And I really like this entire piece immensely. And your cadence tonight with this is absolutely perfect. I'm in a space where I'm hearing melodies as you cats are doing what you're doing. And there's a slow drag by John Coltrane. I'm not John Coltrane, excuse me, by Miles Davis. I think it's the intro to So What? And he lets out this long blare. and I'm hearing you do it, and that's all I'm hearing behind it. Like, it just needs, I see you on stage, and faintly to the right is Miles Davis by himself just playing a trumpet, and this piece is just absolutely awesome to me. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate the space. Appreciate what y'all do and how you continue to rock everything out the way it's supposed to. You know, this is where we come to get down. You know?
Absolutely,
so,
bro. Absolutely.
You,
what
bro.
Say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. This, man, it's going to be an emotional night. I can just feel it, man. I can just feel it. But, Javi, thank you so much, bro. Before we send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor to show the people what you got, bruh, let them know what you got going on.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. The question we'll proceed with, we will be talking about War Council next Tuesday. We will be talking about trauma. We'll be talking about trauma in trauma bonding, relationships, familiar relationships, and how it's the cause for most of the things that lead us down the path and lead us astray with that. And what's your particular trauma? What is the thing that you suffer from? How does this influence or affect your relationships because of what you suffered? And so it's going to be a real deep discussion. We're going to get in there and have at it, you know, take some questions, get people in here. Might be some tears. Might be some jizz.
Tears is okay, bro. That's how we that's how we cleanse. Tears are all right.
This is very, very true. So
that's all right. I'll be there.
Me too.
That's what's up.
And thank you again for your contribution to poetry, man. I know you work a lot, and you don't get to hear it too often, brother, but thank you for your contribution to poetry, because you're an incredible cat. And I know you told everyone else they need to get these flowers, but, bruh, I'll send you some if I have to, but you need to definitely get yours as well.
Yes, sir.
No, that's hilarious. Like, I'm going to send you some flowers. Send me flowers.
Oh, me and Van ain't playing. Me and Van will send you flowers. You know we're not playing.
Nah. In fact, I owe Van a couple of things,
bro.
I'm telling you. I know you do. Although I was told that we need to have a discussion on this forthcoming series, Why the Last Man. And I personally collected Why the Last Man. I believe I have it on CBR format. But, you know, that's a comic book. You know, I think we need to have another comic book nerdery podcast so we can just talk about some stuff, all the stuff that's happening in the MCU and this upcoming Let There Be Carnage and all this other stuff. And can Sony really pull off a good Marvel movie without Marvel being involved? That's going to be good. And apparently they're going to start merging the Spider-Verse, so it's going to be very interesting.
Yep. It's going to be very interesting.
Don't mess up the comic book. I know that's another subject, another comic, I mean title, but I'm just saying, please don't mess it up.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. But the topic tonight is quite excellent, and I think that, you know, a lot of times because, you know, when you have something, you're able to do that, like, we forget how privileged we actually are to do some of the things that we're able to do where people are actually suffering. Like, I remember one time I applied for a job at Arizona State University, and they flew me out, and I was one of, like, the four finalists for the position. And so they literally took us, like, you know, it was like a two-day thing. And so we went in there, like, it was, like, the first time I had ever seen, like, poverty, like, for real. Like when we think poor, like, we're really talking broke, right? We're talking broke. Be like, you just ain't got the money right now or something. Like, you'd be like, oh, we poor, you know. But when you see somebody literally living in a shanty, like, their fan shoots water vapor because they don't have air conditioning, and literally they're using pieces of tin to maintain their household. They're out there catching these rodent-like things, you know, to supplement food. And they're and, you know, and it's hot as sin. Like, you know, Arizona is that dry heat. So they're walking around in, like, 118-degree heat with, like, and I'm not laughing at the sense. I'm just like, yo, listen, I couldn't do it. you know, I was already, like, it was already killing me walking around every time I go to a building. Like, one building be ice cold, you step outside and just be super hot. But literally, you know, the people living in that type of poverty, like, literally. But the thing is that, and the crazy thing is that they work like there's no tomorrow, you know. And it's like you try to think about whatever their work ethic, like we don't like something, we don't do it. Like, you know, people that would pick up anything that they would do to make a job just to make money to feed their family and do everything they do to move themselves to the situation. And it's like sometimes I think we get it all twisted when we think about how these things occur with us when we're around poverty. Like, you know, we get all heartbroken when we can't afford something that we know that we probably shouldn't buy, but we do it anyway. You know, like me, like I was really thinking about that today because I was like, I'm really waiting on, like, these kicks that I got. Like, I'm really waiting on them. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to match it like this and that. But there's people who don't have that kind of choice.
Absolutely.
They don't have any They can't just jump up and go to the store. They can't, you know, like you know, I feel like it's, I'm going to drive to the store and just go get me this. Right? They don't have that option, you know. And we're sometimes abusive of the whole process. So for me, I think that, you know, and not just that, just the familial relationships. Like, you know, ERU, the ERU is a family. We talk, like, we all talk almost every day, twice a day, like all of us together, you know. And people wonder why we're so tight. But we talk and we look after each other. We talk to each other. And there's, like, real love, you know, in the balance. And there's people who don't have that. So when you give them concerns, they really be like, well, fuck your concerns. I don't have that. And I remember my ex used to say to me, yeah, I wish somebody, like, and it was crazy. It was like, I wish somebody would come to my aid and assistance. I wish somebody would do this for me. And I'm sitting there like, you know, when somebody, like, really is hating the situation, that they say it out loud because they're really mad
jealous.
Says
more about them.
I know.
You did.
I know.
That says more about them than anything else, bro. So,
you know,
mm-mm.
That's crazy. But anyway, all right, I'm ready to go do the Huckabuck. No nakedness. We are following the rules and regulations of right. Nobody's
thank
going to jail.
Thank you very much.
Go drink some drink some Cristal. Move that over to the side. We're going to have some Cristal. Drink some stuff. Feel a little fine. Drink a little wine. Yeah. All right. But thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate
thank
you wholeheartedly. I salute you.
Appreciate you.
From my heart to the deepest part of my soul, you guys are fantastic and amazing. Thank you for doing this and giving us the space. All right?
Love
all right,
more, bro.
Love
talk
to you, bro.
All right.
Ladies
black,
and gentlemen.
I'm God with black power.
God with black
get
power.
I'm God with black power.
I hate him.
All right.
I hate him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Next up, bro. Next up, man, we have our good brother C Double 34 Music, y'all. C Double, welcome, brother.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for having me on your show. How are you, Poetic? How are you, J Rob?
I'm doing good, brother.
I am phenomenal, brother. How are you?
I can't pick up a big word like I did last night, so I'll just say I'm good.
Tonight we're going to give you the word exquisite. We'll rock with that, exquisite.
Well, I'm not squeezing nothing, but you know, it's okay.
And praise God.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't want you on our show squeezing something, you know, we all dream of poetry, so thank you.
Right. Yes, indeed. I did both of your poetry pieces, Mojave. You did your thing too. I mean, this is going to be a show.
Yeah, it's going to be something else, man.
Indeed.
But it wouldn't
be
wouldn't be what it needs to be without you.
Absolutely.
See, now you got me blushing black like I'm Elder X up in here. Come on now.
I'm just saying. So, that being the case, C Double.
Yes.
Tonight's show is the war on poverty, poetically. So I will make the assumption that you have a piece that is locked and loaded, kind sir.
Yes, with the chambers in it.
Excellent. So then let's do this. Let me and Van back up. Let you step first to the mic and let us say respectfully, go on and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called Voice of the Poor. Why am I taking this graveyard shift with someone living in this same predicament, standing on a median near the highway as cars are passing by me, near shopping centers, knowing people have lots of money to spend? I know they can read the sign I've written with a Sharpie marker. All I need is a job opportunity, $1 or Burger King Whopper. Would you believe this is the country I fought for? As an Army doctor after college, where I was up for a Rhodes Scholarship, won't acknowledge me, gave me this Purple Heart, and now I'm treated like a prostitute. Friendly fire shot me to where I'm bow-legged and knock-kneed, and still some ignorant imbecile for this dollar wants me in his car on my knees. I'm living in public through this embarrassment. Last year, my wife ended our marriage and took our kids. Now I'm standing with what's left of my standards here, begging for handouts and sandwiches, as passengers treat me like a savage, as my American umbrella is a plastic bag. Thanks, Uncle Sam, you programming, propaganda-pushing bastard. You mind control me to be all I can be, and now I stand here as a captive, a hostage in my mentality, having nightmares of Afghanistan, wishing I could rap for 8 miles like I was Eminem. Instead, I'm at the shelter and not discovered under this inner scope, being felt up in the night by Pookie, who's trying to get some dope. While on the TV hearing promises revealed as lies from sleepy Joe Biden and his fine Vice President Kamala Harris, the former cum queen side chick, yes, I decided to decline to be stabbed by government criminals. I refuse to be a guinea pig under the new Tuskegee experiments. But I won't be critical if you did. But what's the ingredients in it? Aborted fetuses, carcinogens embedded in your skin? Maybe you're amazed, and maybe you think I'm crazy. From all this standing on this freezing pavement, holding a sign begging, freak my pride. I've got more last days than Onyx, praying to my God all the time. Now, do you really think I wanted this? But we sing, we are the world, we are the children, and I am a real American, yet you attempt to erase me like I'm an immigrant. You don't hear me, though. You ain't listening. Because why would you admit to killing me with the evidence of all the shit you've done in peace?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Whoa. See,
Doug.
Yes, sir.
I posted in the event page a song that mirrors this piece. I told you earlier, I'm just hearing melodies as you cats are spitting. And the piece is called Uncle Sam Goddamn by Brother Ali. And this piece you just gave us is on that plane. I really, really am feeling where you're coming from with this. And this is some powerful ink that you dripped. Normally I would ask what kind of headspace was you in, but it's not even necessary. The piece spoke it.
I can tell you because every time by my house, I'm seeing a lot of people, some of them are getting over and some of them are not, that are standing on the median with the signs saying, need help, need food. And, you know, I help out, but there are some people that do get over. But mm-hmm. I just saw, what if that was me as a veteran? Now, I've never been in the military, but what if that was me as a veteran and this is how the country is treating me. That's where this comes from.
Got you. Van Meadows.
Yo, man. This piece, man, you gave us a piece of your history. You gave us your truth. You gave us, you basically gave us your everything in this piece. And my brother, I salute you right now for voicing your displeasure through this piece on the War on Poverty. Because, bro, you said some things, man, in there. The Interscope line got me. Friendly fire. Now you bow legged and not knee. Oh man, bro. Yep. Bro. This is a phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink, man.
I really enjoyed this.
Thank you, because the last four lines, I just added those last four lines right there.
That's okay. That's okay. It still fit within the spectrum of this piece.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am thankful that you did that. So thank you.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed
it. I'm thankful to both of you, and I'm hoping somebody can relate to it.
Yes, sir.
You talking to two of us right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, bro. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Hang out with Mojave, man, and stick around a little bit.
All right, I'm going to hang with Bill Bellamy for a little bit. We're going to talk.
One right love, on. One mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
That was hard.
What a powerful piece, man. What a powerful piece. All right, let's keep this party going. Let's keep the party going. Next up, area code 832. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
You're kidding me, right?
If it isn't Amelia
Davis. You still don't know my area code. All right. Anyway, God bless y'all. You know, this is a subject close to my heart and always have been, and it's been some phenomenal poetry. And to answer your question, it's Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen.
Thank you for answering the question.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Now that we've gotten all the actual factuals out of the way, is your piece locked and loaded? Are you ready to wage war on poverty? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead and get on down.
This is called A Lone Man Walking. Walking the streets all alone, nowhere to turn. No cash in his pockets, no home to run to. No food for his belly to fill, not even a toilet to call his own. All day in the heat, bearing down on his brow. Passerbys trying their best to avoid even looking into his face. They don't want to acknowledge he is even human. If they did, they might just have to stop, show some care, show some love, and show some human dignity. He is forced with every back that goes by to ask for a nickel or a dime. He saves those up and gets him a pint that helps him make it through that night, that horrible nightmare night, all alone on that street corner, of broken hearts and dreams. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow.
Mm.
You know, Tara, I believe she tried to make us cry. She tried.
Yeah, she tried to ask that little fairy to put that fairy dust in our eyes and make those teardrops fall.
Yeah, make the teardrops fall out. That's what she was going to do. That's what she was working
mm-hmm.
through. Amir, this is a very emotional piece. I felt it. C-Double was just talking about this and how there are some people that are getting over and some people are not getting over, but the mere fact that he scraped his last little bit of change together to buy him a paint. That's just amazing. Amazing ink.
You know, I have done my best personally to help homeless folks all of my life, and I stopped. And I sit and I talk to them. And, you know, if you were many folks bring out the point, oh, they're alcoholics, oh, they're going to go buy some liquor, oh, they. But if you were living on the streets and you had to cope with that, how well could you cope with that and not turn to a bottle or something to just help you just for a little while to get through that night, really? You know, we put so much judgment on those that are poor and have less than. You have no clue how they got there. You don't know. It could have been no fault of their own, and they're on that street, and you can't show a bit of compassion. About a year ago, there was a guy across the street, and I would take him sandwiches and water and stuff and speak to him. And what outraged me was a female in a car drove up and handed him a bag of food. And as she gave it to him, she said, "God bless you." When he got all happy, when he opens the bag, it was filled with rotten food. I was so angry that somebody would have the nerve to say, "God bless you," and hand a man rotten food.
Mm.
What is going on with folks in this country?
My God. My God.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But you never know what somebody's position may be. You have no idea.
That's right.
You don't know how somebody may be suffering, what they're going through, what hell that they're walking through. You got none. And yet people want to throw stones. And J-Rob, that last line in your poem was phenomenal. Is anybody listening? And that's the question.
Indeed.
Wow.
Indeed. Wow.
And for anybody who is hearing my voice who doesn't know who I am a white woman. Okay? So to think that, oh, she's just an angry black woman or she's just another black lady and you want to fluff me off? I am a Caucasian woman. And what is happening across this nation is absurd. It's outrageous. And any Christian that takes part in these kinds of horrible acts should not ever consider themselves Christian. What about the Good Samaritan? Have you figured that parable out?
That's right.
Amen. I feel your passion. I definitely feel your passion. What do you say, Van?
I agree, man. But these are the type of conversations we need to have, you know? We need to get angry. We need to get passionate. Because only then can true change actually happen. So I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
I was thinking about bringing angry, but you know, that's for another day, but you already know that poem. All right, God bless you, Kings. Thank you so much for bringing this subject matter, because as I said, it's been near and dear to my heart forever. God bless you both. Much love.
Thank you for coming
through.
One love and one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis coming through with that peace and that passion. Man. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, Poetic J. Rob, the Wise Son. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, all right. J-Rob, are you ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever? The energy is definitely what I'm looking for, man. Who might we have next, bro?
Man, we don't just got anybody, man. We got a sir, ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
In the mix. Totally in the mix.
Yes, sir. You're right here now, on. Brother. You're here now, brother.
Come on, come on, come on.
Gentlemen. Lawrence, good evening, sir.
In fact, J-Rob, the Wise Son, yes, sir.
Van Meadows, that's what they call me.
Good, my brother.
Yeah, so some heavy-duty stuff, though.
It is.
And like we said, man, these kind of shows have to take place occasionally because it's fun doing the romantic stuff. It's fun doing the erotica, and it's fun when we tackle the fun subjects. But sometimes Van and I are of the opinion that we have to touch topics that might be uncomfortable. Hence, you heard the passion coming from our last caller. And touching these topics, as we agree that poets are the CNN of the streets, we need to hear those voices from however it may come from and wherever it may come from, so that we can all embrace our greatness however it comes and our frustrations however they come. So that's where we're at tonight, brother. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you for calling.
Absolutely,
brother.
So question, my friend, since you understand that tonight is the War on Poverty Poetry Series, is your piece already locked and loaded?
From the CNN of the street.
My man.
Right on. Well, then, Van, I'll step back, and we're going to let you go on ahead and get on down.
The truth is bent. Research studies are learning us to control us. Inventing more words, even group types, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves. Thinking a theory is a fact, brainwashing is more reasoning, communication is just catchphrases. I can't complain. If that's true, why did you bring it up? What is the distraction this time? The truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning, and heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? Pictures of Adam and Eve with navels, birds and bees falling out of the sky wherever they crank up the 5Gs. If it's satellite imagery, why don't we see the planes on maps or Google Earth? Or is imagery the key word? The truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. And before you go on about reparations, is slave a word or a title? But who? Words are sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen, but they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. Then they show us a red devil with horns, pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. Then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent. And gender now has categories. Gender sexualization, transgender, gender dysphoria. You know, like Alex, I'll take gender for 300. Even in basketball, there are rules to the game. You play on a court, and if you step outside the line, you're out of bounds. Our children becoming the main course. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, and the people's child sex trafficking. The truth is bent. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up. The truth is bent as we give honor to the God that makes mistakes.
Bro.
I
go ahead.
Words
Jay.
Are words are sound power.
Where's the sound power?
I'm stuck. And that is the one of the dopest lines. Words are sound power. And when you think about how powerful those four words are, oh my God. And as poets, that's what we prove, that words can definitely be powerful.
True that.
And this whole piece exemplifies it. Thank you so much, Sir Lawrence. Thank you so much for this, man. Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I agree with what my brother said. I, too, was on those four words, man. Words are sound power. Bro, this whole piece was sound power. And those lines echoed throughout the piece as you were spitting it, and your calm demeanor created a presence within the piece while you were spitting it. Bro, this was some amazing ink, bro. And bro, you said some stuff in here, bro. Gender gentrification, bro. I don't even know what you said right there now.
Yeah.
I was feeling it, bro. Dope ink, Sir Lawrence. Dope ink, bro. Mm.
Well, thank y'all very much. Thank y'all very much. Cause,
oh, man,
you know, in the full scheme of things, man. I mean, even ghetto. You know, that was by design. Projects, that was by design.
By design.
I mean, you're right, it's all by design. But then you have to also remember what's the fallout as a result, okay? So there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. My brother. All right, bro, we're going to send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor Mass as you can, cut the rug or two and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Indeed.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sir Lawrence with that powerful piece. Man, we're going to go from Sir Lawrence J. Rapp to Epiphany's own event page hostess of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have essentially Janice. Hey, darling, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you too? Poetic. Up.
Tonight's a great night, and it's about to get better because we got you here.
Indeed.
Hey, right here. I love that chose this subject. I love that you chose this subject.
That was all J-Rap. Yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I just say, okay.
Yeah.
You know he be lying, right? Because Van tells me what to do. You know he be lying. I'm like Ricky Ricardo in the background. Okay, Lucy. Okay. Okay, Lucy. I know what you're saying.
I can never tell which one did it actually.
That's good. That's good. That's very good. We like it that way.
Absolutely.
But in all seriousness, darling, are you ready to wage war on this topic? Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, listen. So this is the first time I'm actually bringing something that's unfinished, really. But I just felt like the subject was not one that I couldn't lend my voice to. So I brought what I started.
Okay. I love that. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm ready. My piece is ready.
All right. Well, go ahead and get on down.
All right. Well, the title of this is Existing Conditions. I remember being introduced to how Wall Street works back in the fourth grade. And even then, I was 1 year younger than everyone else. But what I held on to was how everything that I was learning could be used to help my community. I listened to those around me, and I heard this recurring theme, so my dream was to simply help us relax when the phone rings, to not assume that it was a bill collector calling, if we could just manage what we had, regardless of how much it was, because I've been in finance for almost 20 years now. I can't unsee the differences in how we're treated. Those with the means are afforded leniencies while demanding additional courtesies, while those who actually need such things are denied. As if by design, I find myself begrudgingly aligned with this top 40, those who know of the existing conditions that others are struggling through yet accustomed to. But it's our displacement in this rigged system that brings them their comfort. That's where I stop.
Man.
Van, just go with me someplace when she's saying this. It's just funny how melodies are just hitting right now, Van. you've heard the music to Strange Fruit with Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Janice do this piece, and all I'm hearing is Strange Fruit playing. It's short, exactly like Strange Fruit is, but it's poignant and just as powerful. That's what I'm listening to as I'm hearing her do this piece.
That's so cool that you hear music. Yeah.
This is...
What's to you, Van Meadows?
This is an amazing piece, first and foremost. I understand it's unfinished, and I, for one, cannot wait to hear the finished product because this topic is bringing out some amazing work in you poets tonight. And this piece, Janice, whoo, my gracious. Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to post that in the event page and dedicate it to you, because if you haven't heard it in a while, definitely listen to what Lady Day did to this piece, and your cadence with this was just spot on. For me, I don't need anything extended, but for my brother, he wants to hear the finished product. I'm good with what
Absolutely.
You just did. because it just touched me that much. See, you can tell we're brothers.
Let me tell you where this title came from when you get a chance to.
Go on.
Oh, yeah, finish your thought, though. I'm sorry.
No, I said you could tell Van and I are brothers because he's like, I want the long version. I'm like, I'm good right here.
But, yeah, so existing condition. It was a show I was watching, and basically, like, COVID times right now, and they were tired of how black and brown communities were pre-existing conditions just constantly attached to the reason why so many of us were getting sick. And he was like, forget about the pre-existing conditions. What about the existing conditions? Like, there's a reason why we're on the front line of every industry. So that phrasing, existing conditions, just kind of stayed with me. And in finance, I sit back and I watch, you know, just the differences, like I said, in how we're treated. And you're held back by design, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where I was coming from with it. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
I love this piece.
For sure.
So I'm in a good space right now. And I just dedicated Lady Day to you, the 1959 version of Strange Fruit. And, yeah.
I'm heading over there right now. Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Oh, no, wait till they get down dance floor. Oh, wait. No.
Oh.
Almost got away. She almost got away.
Yeah, almost.
Let everybody know what you got going on Monday night.
Oh, I can't wait. I've got a bomb piece. So Monday night for the Soul Cafe, we will be featuring the works of Epiphany's own Poetic. Show will be hosted by For Real, the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra. I will be on the event page, and our friend Poetic, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I can't wait to share my piece, and I hope you come through.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now get on out there in that dance floor before you go do that. Listen to that Strange Fruit. You got to dance before you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give him a quick two-step, girl. Give him the quick two-step.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, and one mic, babe.
That is essentially Zanese. Check her out this coming Monday in the Soul Cafe. Speaking of Soul Cafe, J-Rob, we happen to have the CEO of Epiphany Radio, the CEO of Raw Links, and the host of the Soul Cafe, y'all, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, take your socks off. What it do, fellas? What it do? What it do?
What's happening,
bro?
What's up, brothers?
How you feeling, man?
Hey, nothing to complain about, man. It's been a really spiritual type of an evening, and folks are in a particular zone with their pieces, man. So, and this doesn't happen very often where I'm hearing music when people are spitting, but it's been that kind of a show. And welcome to the Get Down this evening, big brother.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be here. You know, this type of stuff gets me all kind of hyped, man. You know, I get all hyped and my body starts shaking and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. I know. Hello?
For real? Did you go
Larry?
On mute?
For real?
Did you mute yourself?
Did you mute yourself? Lord, don't tell me he got booted.
I hope not. It says that he's still here.
Did you mute yourself, sir?
I'm checking with him now. All right, we'll have to go back to him. We will have to go back to him.
Him
not
gone.
Sure what happened. We'll go back to him.
All right. We'll get back to him.
We'll get back to you for real. That's okay, brother. We will come back. Next up, area code 917. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey. What's up? How are you doing? This is Judy.
Hey, Judy.
I'm from
Judy.
New York.
Welcome back.
How's everybody doing?
Today's a great
doing
day.
Good.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. It's a rainy, sort of clammy kind of day, but it's not too bad. Not too bad at all. I like the topic that y'all selected tonight, although it's a kind of sad one, but it's a good topic to talk about.
Well,
thank you so much.
Again, one of the things that Van and I was saying was that, you know, we do the mushy stuff. You've blessed us a couple of times, and you know the mushy stuff and how David
like
and I will come through and joke
stuff
around. But we occasionally we got to veer off the beaten path and touch something that's in the community and see what people think about it, poetically speaking. And I'm glad you're on the show because I read your book.
Thank you.
I'm going to need you to post your book on the event page because, Van, this sister
I'm going to need to get that.
If you saw the post that I put on Facebook that says support your friends and their books.
Yeah,
two
I saw
of those
that. Yes.
And
so
mind
important.
You, that's the short version. There's like 15 more I got to post. So during
oh,
the
wow.
pandemic, I've been supporting everyone and hoping that people come
yes.
through and enjoy each other's material. But
yeah,
man,
your show is terrific. Your show is really terrific. Such an amazing, great poet. You know,
absolutely.
And
we're speaking to
brothers,
one.
The brothers.
Absolutely.
And so, Judy, you know I can compliment you for 8 years, but the question I have for you
yes.
tonight's show is the war on poverty, poetically speaking. Is your piece locked
okay.
and loaded?
Yes, it is.
Well, then allow me and Van to stand out of your way so you can come to the mic and go ahead and get on down.
All right, now, this is a crisis. When crack-addicted babies were dying in their mother's arms, or when heroin poisoned their brown bodies and needles pierced the veins of their mothers, leaving black scars, it wasn't a crisis. This chant of prolific wisdom never echoed far enough to reach the ears of government bureaucracies or medical institutions or charitable organizations or pharmaceutical companies 60 years ago. It just became a silent mockery of democracy and the welfare of those seeking the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. When I had to step over glass brown pipes to avoid cutting my feet as summer heat covered the scorched earth in the ghettos, parks, playgrounds, and streets of New York City, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., it wasn't a crisis. When mothers of color sold their bodies for the funk of sordid, musty moments of thrills, from psychos, murderers, and all perverts in penthouses, alleyways, and doorways of projects, the back seat of patrol cars, the front seat of chauffeured limousines, unlit stairways, rooftop gardens, and shiny paved streets lined with sycamore trees. It wasn't a crisis. When fathers of color jumped from office windows in multi-million-dollar buildings because they thought they could really fly into an abyss where no commitments, responsibilities, bills, children, needs, wants, or issues could find them until the next fix, it wasn't a crisis. When poverty invaded the minds, bodies, spirits, souls, and egos of law-abiding sisters and brothers with hopelessness, it wasn't a crisis. When children as young as 13 or their aunt, uncle, cousin, grandmother, grandfather, or friend became a thief or a murderer or even a monster or just unrecognizable to any family member or friend after a taste of an opioid that was prescribed by an uncaring doctor to soothe their pain rather than conjure dependency on it, it wasn't a crisis. When non-people of color and their babies, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandmothers, grandfathers, and children could not contain their taste, desire, and need for it. Millionaires, billionaires, representatives of Congress, senators, legislators, mayors, judges, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and even presidents shouted across the nation, "This is a crisis." Now it is.
Well, that's your piece.
Yes.
Wow.
Peace.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very good friend of mine who is also a member of the Harlem Writers Guild. Shout out to Harlem Writers Guild. But this is Judy Andrews. And if I'm hoping I'm correct, because I haven't gotten to this one yet, but this is from her newest book, A Gathering of Gemstones, a poetry collection that you can find on Amazon. And I would suggest, please, please, oh, please, take a look. And if you can, support the sister by purchasing her material. Do not regret it. And if you don't like it, I'll buy it from you because I got other people who love it. But Gathering of Gemstones, a poetry collection. Thank you so much, Judy. Van Meadows, what say
you?
Thank
you. I love
you. Know,
listen,
you know, Judy, listening to your piece, you said something that was just so powerful to me in the very beginning when you talked about crack babies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was born in the 70s. So that means my mom was in her teenage years at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you realize one bad decision that your parent could have made you a crack baby?
Yeah. That's right.
And I say, and I'm thinking about that, I'm just like, whoa. You know, we say and we look at some of the things that our parents did, but then we got to be thankful for some of the things that they didn't do.
Yeah.
Mm.
And this piece is just, it just reminded me of all of those things. I mean, I'm listening to your piece and all these things are just rushing to me in my head. Like, I need a note and a pad because a pad and a pen, note and pad and pen, whatever. I need that because listening to your piece, jotting down some of these things, and it's just like, oh, my God. And this piece is amazing, and it definitely fits with what we're talking about tonight. And you're right, it is a crisis that has been overlooked for far too long.
Yes, and it was an intentional crisis, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, anything to destroy us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still here.
That's right.
Yeah.
We
and
are
people still be here.
And we'll still be here. Hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
With
it.
Black
love
joy, we also have pain.
Absolutely.
Oh God, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why poets are necessary.
Oh, definitely.
Which is why we are so necessary, because it's pieces like this that validate why it's important for us to be heard. And even though we want the whole world to hear us, there are times where people are listening that we had no idea tuned in, and we're touching somebody.
Yeah.
So, and again, I could talk about the Gathering of Gemstones forever. So, we're going to usher you off to the Get Down dance floor. I want to shout you out and say thank you. I did post the Gathering of Gemstones in the event page. Please tune in because we got some decent music going on. And I want to thank you again on behalf of Van Meadows and myself for joining the Get Down. And I hope this ain't the last time we hear from you because we love having some Judy in here.
Absolutely.
No, on Thursdays, there's so much stuff going on. There's like from 6:30 until up until now, I'm on Zoom with a different organization.
Right on.
All that I can't make it sometimes, but I still listen in. Yes.
As long as we get you some kind of way, it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Judy's going to show y'all she can't only write, y'all. She can also move.
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay, I'm going to get down to the dance floor.
There you go.
Good night.
Good night, good night. Oh, man, phenomenal, Jay. Oh, my God, phenomenal. Just, whew. Let's get back to CEO.
Amen, man.
Let's get him back now. For real, the Poet Douglas, are you there, sir?
Sure, baby, baby.
Baby.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Blog Talk is a fickle thing, but I'm here, fellas.
We're glad you're
welcome
back,
baby.
Now, you were saying
you.
That this
Thank
is your
you.
Kind
Thank
of thing,
you.
Man. You were saying this is your kind of thing, and you know, your body
well,
gets to start everything, man.
Well, man, this kind of thing gets me really hyped. You know, consciousness, the topic poverty, you know, all those type of things just put me in a place, man, so my mind runs off, man, and I can go a little bit too far in my expression, you know what I'm saying? I was telling you that I was writing this while the show was on, so I didn't get a chance to, how should I say, guard my words or anything like that. So I'm just going to read to you my expression and what I wrote. I didn't, you know, take time to put it all together nice and put it in a put a bow on it and all that kind of stuff, you know. Paul.
All right.
That's okay.
We're going to step back it out the way, man, let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, brothers. Lonely World. Lonely World, sing me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who cares. Someone who has a voice to change the world. So many starving, physically starving, spiritually lacking. Lord, we are hungry. The voice of the children sing. Lord, feed me. We... something to eat. There are those who sit up high on hills made of ivory. Yet, we sleep on floors bearing splintered boards underneath. Misery runs like misguided rodents seeking cheese beneath me. Feed me. Feed me. Tattered are the clothes I wear. Sorrow paints its hardships pictures in the eyes that our parents bear. Sleep grants no rest from the tears they cry. The sad songs they sing, they hum, not wanting us to hear these saddened songs of poverty, homelessness in this great country. Struck by it were we way before this pandemic. Yet we drink no. We've been starving, no food to eat. Water we drink when it rains. Wounds we heal, Lord, your son, by your son's rays. Praying on better days. Better days, better ways, better vision to see better, better weather. Give us a better song to sing. Poverty moves overcast like dark clouds of misery. There is no photosynthesis. Plants won't grow here. There is nothing that will bloom here. The thorns of poverty rest in decadence. Once fields fertile and green, now empty sit lots from block to block for miles. Unclean and broken promises reign. Supreme, nothing grows here but despair. In a pile lie the vials. Discarded syringes litter. They lay scattered in the many closed playgrounds. No swings, just a lone chain thing hanging down, waiting on change. Thirsty, we waiting on rain. Hungry, we waiting on thee. Feed us hope, feed us prosperity. Dream on. To wake one day to better days. Lonely world, sing my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, the poverty. God, sing to me. The hammer that slams us, the systemic damage. Food stamps are just a bandage. Like the water in Flint, Michigan, the food in the hood has been tampered with. We survive off of pollutants. They are our only nutrients.
There is no nourishment for me. Streets lined in poverty, yet they see. They say they see from seas to shining seas. They see. See, genocide is the song that they sing. Drums, drugs, guns, and tainted food they provide to the streets. Sit back and watch me make my bread to feed my family. They know what I got. I can't lie, 'cause they gave it to me. But I gotta eat. Poverty is not a made-up thing. Poverty is not made up. It was planned to be the end of me. Discovered in a lab, white coats, white folks wrote and left notes in books that they wrote. Poverty was in a chapter 3. Niggas like watermelons, right? So let's put some shit in the seeds. Swing low, sweet chariot. Let's give them Negroes something to sing. Let's put it in their chicken. Let's put it in their greens. Let's shake that Tuskegee shit in a little bit of everything. Let's have some fun. Let's slip them guns and plenty of ammo and watch them kill themselves. Add a little more spice to this poverty. Yet we still thrive. Yet we still dream, regardless of this thing called poverty. Lonely world, sing to me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness, the homelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who cares, and I'll sing along. In peace.
My goodness. My freaking goodness. This man said that he just jotted some things down and didn't have time to clean it up. Bro, you ain't need to clean this up. This is perfect as it is. What do you mean?
Yeah, see? That's what I was saying about Janice's piece, bro. Listen, this piece, I echo Van Meadow's words where he says this piece is perfect as it is. Yes.
Bruh.
Yes. But I hear him spitting in Van.
Yeah.
I don't know if you brothers are familiar, but John Coltrane has a piece called Spiritual, but take spiritual out. It's Alabama. Alabama is what I'm hearing when For Real is spitting this piece. And then the music dies, and he does that swing low, sweet chariot, and then it picks right back up after he finishes that stanza.
Nice.
Nice. Outstanding piece. Outstanding.
And you guys,
put it in there. Put it in there. Watermelon seeds. Put it in there. Chicken hell. Put it in there. Greens. Bro, you went in. You went in. You went in, bro. Dope ink, bro. J-Rod. You got anything else you want to add, bro?
This is just magnificent writing. I'm selfish, so I'm going to ask you not to add anything to this because I know you said it's unfinished. But I'm selfish, and I'm writing with Van. This piece is perfect.
Hey, once again, thanks a lot, fellas. You know, it's just like I say, the topic moves me. And I wasn't sure about it, about doing this piece. And I don't know, for some reason, I don't know, because it just gets me emotional. I like what I heard before me, man. The folks that spit before me helped provide, you know, the emotion for this piece, listening to their pieces. Even Emilia T. Davis, you know, the emotion that she put on display. The young lady before me, Judy, you know, Sir Lawrence, all those folks, man, they added to what this piece came to be.
So I thank my
poetic family.
Man,
right on.
We thank you. Now, good sir, good brother, you have something coming up on Monday night, bro. Why don't you let the good people know what you got popping off?
Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, join us Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe. Let's chill, where we
get into some neo soul, hip hop, and R&B, and we pick up our pens and do some creative writing over there. But this Monday, we have the honor of blessing, on being blessed by the one and only Poetic. We'll be doing the works of Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, y'all. It's a blessing. I'm looking forward to it. He's a great writer, great artist. He's a halfway decent little brother. And I'm just saying, come over there and show some love to this man. If you don't have a piece by him and you would like to partake in it, hit him up in his inbox and grab one of those Poetic pieces and join us Monday night. I'm not sure, brother, if you heard me say halfway decent little brother or not. I just want to
understand that. Yeah, I heard you,
though. Yeah, he just looked at slide.
Monday night. Monday night, y'all, at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. That's what we got going on, and I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Absolutely, bro. I can't wait, man. I'm excited, humbled, honored. Yeah. That's what we're talking about, man. I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to Monday night, man. It'll be a great, great show. Great evening. I'm looking forward to. I mean, I got you hosting, man, you know. I got you hosting.
That's right.
You know, can't deduct the points, so it's going to be a great night.
That's right, that's right. I'm going to behave myself. No shenanigans. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, we knew that part was happening.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so much love, my brother. Speaking of poverty, I'm on my way over to the plantation. I got some cotton to pick. Baby.
Yeah. One love, one mic, bro.
One love and one mic.
One love, brother. One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO, for real, the Poet Douglas. Hit him up, man. Tell him thank you just for the network. You know, thank you. It's just two words. Or get some Raw Links, man, and support the brother. He's also CEO of Raw Links, you know, so get you some Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Get yours. Stop playing. Yeah.
All right, let's
so
keep
Van
this
Meadows,
party.
Who might? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, bro. Well, I
no,
mean,
no,
listen,
finish.
Man. No night is complete without hearing the lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, Viper in Drive.
Oh,
go, brother.
Man. You know
what's
what?
Up, man?
Oh, man. I'm. Oh, man.
Dang.
Hey,
bro.
Thank you for that intro, man. I appreciate that, man. That's love. My homie is getting. It's getting celebrated. I'm happy that you get celebrated. You know what? You know my favorite thing about you? When you're doing a video. Nobody can do a video like you. Listen.
What
you doing tonight?
What you doing tonight?
I know that's I'm going to be on Epiphany. So if you're going to miss out, don't do that to yourself. You're going to miss out.
That's right. That's right. See, man.
Yeah.
See,
I take Rod, the constant gentleman. You know what? I bet you women always consider you as a gentleman, J. Rod. You just sound like you just a gentleman or something.
Hey, man, I'm just a laid back cat and a humble servant to the poetry god. So. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yes. I think that one thing I like about what my big brother is doing is giving, it's almost like drink champs. He's giving your flowers, your roses right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I still think that we should still always honor the poets that left us. You know what I mean? So
definitely.
That's where I come in. I'm bringing the website back because I want to honor our poets. You know, King Kaji, Beast, King's Cadence, you know, Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
So many. Yeah.
Well, so it was and you know, and when first time I heard you by Ann.
Oh yeah, over on OC Network. Yeah, with Ed Burks. Yeah,
first time.
Anna
first time I heard you, Anna Waddell. First time, she was always one that she was so much careful. Love to just bring a lot right. of people. She yeah. was the most encouraging person, yeah. most yeah, loving, was. One of the most loving. I used to have joy conversating with her on the phone. She was so encouraging. And it hurt my heart when I found out she died. But, you know, that poetry lives and they live. They live as poetry live.
Sir.
And as long as we're here, we can continue to make sure that they live on. So if it's my turn.
I love that.
It is your turn, good brother.
My good brother, the lyrical engine. Tonight, sure. Van Meadows and I. Are talking about the war on poverty through poetry. So, are you locked and loaded to give us what you got?
Yeah, I can speak on that.
Then my big brother.
That's,
me and
Van
stepping
back. That's up my, people that know me, that's up my alley.
Then let's get to it. And the mic, I'm sorry. Please go on ahead and get on down.
All right, I'm on freestyle. I'm going to call this the war zone. If you're looking for me, look into my life in this war for poverty. And I'm only trying to be a man that wanting to eat, this living this life so sweet. Damn. I wonder will I ever get my next meal. I wonder when the cops go stop beating my ass. And every time when I wake up, I feel like I am in a war zone. My birds are crying. And it seems like in this life, it's like freedom is on that way of denying my thoughts. Of my possession. And what is the objection? Can't find a damn thing to eat. So should I keep it real? Are you going to look at me because I went to store and started to steal? But you ain't me because you are on this corner where I'm at. Starving. Do you know what it's like to eat out the garbage? No, you don't, because you're in a nice home. I'm caught up in a war zone. Yes, when even when the crack was even calling me, even when all kinds of drugs was calling me, what am I supposed to do is suppress me? It's making me feel like I ain't got these problems no more. You told me to stay away from these drugs, but I can't stay away from reality because I'm broke. This shit ain't no damn joke. Smile, but I feel like I'm provoked. And I'm caught up in the war zone. I wish this could ever leave me alone. I wish I could feel like I'm not even in these chains. Local, like if I'm driving me insane. So if I steal something, you going to report me to the police so you can whip my ass again? You know how it is because I'm black. But even if I told you, black is almost like a considered criminal. I'm speaking general, but I'm praying and spiritual. God, please don't lead me to a place where I'm hungry. I ain't got no damn money. And I ain't got no freedom. I've been in jail. I've been in hell. I got a story to tell. I'm trying to live well. And I'm caught up in this war zone. I see women getting beat up by these sorry-ass men. I'm going to say it again. War zone. It ain't a pretty place. You wonder why I ain't got no smile on my face.
talking about these hoes in my shoes, I left you confused. But now you know the rules. You wonder why I'm on drugs? The war against drugs is the war against me. They ain't looking for a rehab. They're looking for somebody to go right back to the prison. Now listen, but you'll pray for me, right? And I'll pray for you. But that used to be me. Now I got money. Now I'm in a good home. But you don't have to be that way. I had to sell crack to the people that I said that I love. But I had to get a real job. And what is a real job? When you're facing hunger every day. But I'll wait. So when you speak of this, I speak of a war zone. Because I know people who are trying to be free every day of their life. This automatic charismatic lyrical initiative is in the morning. I've been dry.
Bro. One of the most powerful things you said in this piece that talked about poverty, you had to sell crack to those whom you said you loved. I never want to know what that feeling is like. Never. Ever.
I met people, man. I've been in the streets. I know people who sold all kinds of stuff. I chose not to do that, but I know people, and I got history of, you know what I mean. But I've been, you know, clean of, and you know, I won't put my business out there, but you know, I feel like when I see people, I've seen women. Who didn't think nobody, no man could love them. They just sell themselves because they feel like nobody's going to love them. They all crack, and they feel like they're not going to be loved. They got to sell their soul, their body, to make ends meet. I seen dudes feel like they couldn't ever, you know, they go. I know people who put in job applications, wanted to stop selling drugs, but because they keep, you know, they may have like a little felony, nobody won't hire them. So it's almost like, to me, how can we have, how can we change the lives of these people who are selling dope if we give them no hope?
Right.
Because it's the way you go back. It's like saying, hey, this is the only way I was making money. And I tried to be legit, but there's no way out.
Right.
If you can't get a 9-to-5, so I'm like, you know, prison reform to me is helping the brothers and sisters be able to change their life and get a 9-to-5 and maybe be able to talk to people like, hey, I know I used to sell drugs too, and you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. I understand how hard it is. Not just tell somebody. It's easy to tell somebody to stop selling drugs, but you got to find the reason why they're doing it. See, people will stop when somebody talk to them and find out why they do that. And if you find out why they do that, then you can find a solution to keep them from doing that. Not just saying
that's
stop.
That's the goal, bro. That's the goal. J-Rob, what do you got for my brother's piece? But that's definitely the goal.
Bro, this is a powerful piece. I was trying, when you first started, I was like, hold up. He's talking about the war on drugs. But the war on drugs and the war on poverty are pretty one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because to your point, this cat that's out there that's hustling, and this is all they know. Because of their conditions,
right.
And their conditions lead them
right.
astray.
Right.
While all three of us know that there is another way, regardless of felonies, for you to
straighten up and fly right, because you don't have to poison your community in order for you to keep making money. Because a lot of times cats is poisoning the community, stay in the community so they can continue to poison the community as opposed to lifting up and helping out. But I like the way that this piece ties into the fact that that hustle mentality is a result of the poverty around us. And is another way that we can actually see ourselves. Because all three of us know hustlers. I mean, we know drug dealers. We know hustlers. We know guys that's in the streets. We know guys that are up to no good. We've seen it. We've seen it firsthand, friends, family, and otherwise. But three of us are shining examples of the opposite side of that spectrum.
Because I've had friends. Oh, go ahead, brother.
We didn't let the community and its poverty consume us. All three
Correct.
Of us are
yes,
the
yes,
exceptions
yes.
to that rule. So
yes.
for me, I liked how you tied in the war on drugs, because it melts right into that syrup that's the war on poverty.
Indeed.
Yes, yes. I've had friends who sold drugs that changed their life around. My best friends sold drugs that, you know, they were looking for jobs. They actually put in applications. You know what I mean? So it's like, we're telling people to stop selling drugs, but then you're telling people that we're not going to hire you. If you're telling people that you're not going to hire them, how can you expect somebody to even change when you're not even trying? See, sometimes the worst people are the ones that even in the drug game. The worst people are the ones that are not even giving people opportunities. They are the major contributors.
I got a secondary take on that, and I know this ain't really the show for that, but only because I work in a homeless shelter, and I do a lot of community work, and I'm really in the streets because I've seen all of it, and because I grew up in these streets, watching hustlers. Watching drug dealers and watching what they did hurt the community, and while some of them helped, most of them didn't. They just continued to poison. But that's a different conversation. I just need to let you know, brother. I love this piece, and I love how it merged. And we can have that conversation offline. But I appreciate you for stopping to the get down, because it was important to have that piece.
Absolutely.
You know, I keep asking y'all when we gonna meet up. Listen. When we gonna meet up? Take Bob the wise son. And
we gotta make it happen.
Listen.
We gotta make
it
happen. The next time Van comes up north, brother, we gotta make that happen.
Van
first drink is on me. Yeah,
you
gonna
be more.
I'm planning.
You gonna be more.
I'm planning to come north next weekend. Gotta get my dad's fish tank. From my cousin, so I'm planning to come north next weekend.
Well, I will be en route to the south, and I'm on vacation, so we can make something happen. Just give me a day.
Absolutely, all right.
Yeah,
wherever we meet up,
Mr. Automatic.
First drink is on me.
Got you, brother.
All right, bro.
All right.
Let me get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can get to the next caller.
Go music now.
Yo. Yeah, I mean, the
you
DJ
know.
Wait, man. He already knows.
When
you gonna get there?
That, J-Rock.
You already know.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen.
One love.
Attic Charismatic on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, the wise son, we got our brother, Jess G. What's good with you, Jay?
Mm. What's happening, Jay?
Man, y'all two guys are ridiculous, man.
That's Van. All I do is follow.
I just come and punch in, and you know, J Rob just give me orders, you know.
Right. Nobody takes the blame. You guys are so much like the Republican Party is ridiculous.
Wow.
You're so wrong for that.
Wow.
Not everything, but that one thing.
That one thing, right? That one thing.
The one thing.
That one thing. Man, I gotta say that charismatic man, automatic man, dude. I've been watching him do a revolution, man. He is really coming in focused with these poems, these freestyles he's been doing, man. I've been listening to him. I've been walking with him. He is really digging in deep.
The brother's intense with his material.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Now, Jay, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Nah, man, you was about to get into it, man. Go ahead, bro. Let me hear your thought, man.
I was about to shuffle myself off, man, and then you went ahead and had the same thought, man. It just cracked me up, bro.
Nah, man, we want to go ahead and hear your piece, man, on the nice topic, man. We waging the war on poverty, bro. And tonight, that's what we've been talking about, man, and hearing some good dynamic thoughts poetically. And it's just been an emotional show, you know. So it's your time, man. It's your time to share your insights and your piece, man. So we're going to step back, man, let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, I appreciate y'all. I wrote this like it was an impromptu piece, like we do on Monday. Those poor people. Those poor, poor people. Absolutely no desire to better themselves. And that I just can't respect. They would rather be given something than work. It is truly a feat of stupidity and just plain laziness. I hate having to avert my eyes as I walk down the street, as crying children get in on the act as well. Very, very disconcerting. The money that was granted to me from the government, I'm now forced to share. The only joy I get is when I have to fire some weeping piece of scum. I wish they would all just die. Yeah, yeah. And Ed Wilson was always false. He couldn't wait for his wife to die to join the ranks. He would always show signs of being vermin to him when his wife died by emptying his bank account just to see what he would get, just to see if he would get back up. And he wallowed in his mire like the pig that he has always been. I utterly hate poor people. In peace.
Sure. My God. J-Rap.
You came in to show off, didn't you? You had something on your chest. And you've been holding this in the chamber for a minute, so you decide to come here and show off with it.
Okay. I just wrote that, bro. I just wrote that off of when I was listening to y'all talking about the last two or three people. I said, man, I better go ahead and write something, and that's what I came up with. Yeah, for real, uh-huh. Right? No lie this time.
He's trying to make us believe that his pen just be dripping this, and he be holding. He be like Clint Eastwood with that last bullet in the clip. Talking about,
absolutely.
You feel lucky, punk?
Absolutely.
Well, I like it when both of y'all are wrong, man, because y'all are a cohesive force, man. That's what this is all about, brothers.
I'm just saying, Van. That's what I was getting. All bullshit to the left.
What?
This piece is dope.
The angle.
This piece is absolutely dope.
Thank you.
Man, listen.
I could joke with you for a minute. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Nah, I was going to say, first of all, bro, the crazy thing is we already know our Caucasian counterparts feel like that. But it's bad when our own brothers and sisters feel like that. Because I know some.
Right.
I know some.
We see them all the time.
And I'm sitting up here like, what you mean? Like, you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You had to work to get where you at. You wasn't always where you were.
Right.
Bruh. And that just makes me sick to my stomach to hear people that think like this.
Right.
Because, you know, Amelia talked about you don't know how somebody got like that. And in our community, bro, they take the fathers out of the home, lock them up, keep a poverty cycle going.
Right.
Keep it going. Yeah, push the drugs in the community. Let them kill each other. Go going. And the crazy thing, I'm 47.
Right.
And it's been going on since I was born.
You know what's crazy, man? When you thought you saying you're 47, the older I get, the less problems I have with the police. That's that Ice Cube lyric. If I was old, you'd try to befriend me. Since I'm young, you consider me the enemy.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that high school to prison pipeline, man, they're keeping it full of sludge, man. It's nasty,
yeah,
too, and they're selective. Like I said, if it was across the board, all right, if you're going to do black people this way, I don't have a problem with that. As long as you're going to do white people this way, then once you start doing it to yourself, you'll see how wrong it is, and you will bring it back to where it's supposed to be at.
Absolutely.
And then you'll have a decent running beside.
But good brother, flip that for a second. All three of us are mature gentlemen. We know that that public school to prison pipeline exists on whatever level may happen to be. It's important for us to be in the community wherever we may happen to be and enlighten these young brothers before they become statistically eligible to be a part of that pipeline system, to be like, brothers, there's a different way of going about your business. Let me help you now. Let me help you now embrace, you know, who you're supposed to be. I'm you know, not to give a shameless plug, but I do the thing with the Tables of Kings. And I also do the Knights of Pythagoras with Prince Hall Masons. And I'm talking to kids on the regular. I'm showing them that there's something else out here. You know, and I'm blessed to be able to do it through poetry, because when they hear and see, you know, this brown skinned cat with gray hair spitting some lines, they're like, wow.
Right.
And it's relative to something that they're going through or relative to something they've experienced. They're like, oh, wow, Mr. J.
Or even right there
and
at the moment.
Yeah, man.
Right.
And it touches them.
Right.
But it shows them something, and then they're eager to let you hear it. But if we don't give them something, brother, we go right back to what Mr. Automatic Charismatic was talking about. And that argument continues, and it folds into what you were just talking about. So there's an alternative. We need more voices to show them the alternative. And we need proof in the pudding why the alternative works.
We would need to have sacrifices as well. Some of the things that bring us joy, we might have to give up some of those things in order for it to really work. Because we got to have equality within the household, then move out from the household to your neighbors, move out from there to the community, move out to there, then it's the city, you move out from there, it's the state, and they just keep going until it goes around the world. But it has to be done fairly, and we have to give up some things. We might have to give up the easy access to the women in order to make that work, for them to truly, fully have their worth and not have the resentment that they have towards men.
Right.
Agreed.
Right.
And agreed.
All right,
well,
bro.
Still. Yeah, like, man, I'm about to get on down.
Get on that dance floor, man, and get on down. I mean, right now, the go-go is playing right now. Mr. Automatic has man out there. Playing right now, so, you know.
I'm about to get out of that robot playing up in that zone.
All right, good brother.
Yo,
I love
easy,
one mic,
man.
Thank you for coming out. Good brother Jess J getting out there on that dance floor. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP, and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night show, so let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. Sunday night show, we've got the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night show, you heard from the CEO himself, the Soul Cafe, where he is the host. Essentially, he's on Nice running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, is the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, the Love Zone is VIP and La Perla Negra. And then we'll be right back here next week for another fine edition of The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Man, what a show, Jay. What a show. What a show. Last words, brother. I will start with you tonight, bro.
This was a fantastic show, Van. And like I said in the beginning, what made this show so beautiful for me is the fact that we don't always have to do the sexy, sexy, sexy shows. It's a beautiful look when we get to do those shows and we gravitate and have 20, 30 callers, it's a beautiful look. But our community is so diverse that sometimes we have to tackle subjects that some people may not be comfortable with, because those uncomfortable conversations have to happen too. And tonight is one of those nights. And I'm thanking you, my good brother, for sharing in the thought process that allowed this show to take place. So thank you so much, man, and I appreciate you deeply from the bottom of my heart. And to all the people who called and blessed us, thank you for sharing a piece of you and your poetry with us so that this show was able to do what it came to do. Van Meadows, I love you, brother, and there's nothing you could do about it. It's on you.
Absolutely, Jay. I love you too, bro. Wouldn't change it for the world, man. And to the topic of the evening, just because we're talking about it doesn't mean that it's going to stop. However, we can be the catalyst of change. We can change the narrative. I know for me it starts in my own home. I teach my kids about where I came from, how I grew up, so that they understand and don't take life for granted. Poverty can happen to anyone at any time. To J-Rob, the Wise Son, man, thank you for this topic, man, and dialoguing, and we having the exchange back and forth about how can we adversely have an impact on the community at large with what it is that we do. So I appreciate you, good brother. Mm-hmm. I love you, man. To the callers, the listeners, the poets, medicine. You guys stepped through tonight and did your thing. We knew you had it in you. We knew you had it in you. And some amazing poetry you guys brought tonight, but it was some amazing truth, heartfelt poetry, very emotional, very passionate. And we need that from time to time. We need to be shook up. So I thank you for spending the last 2 hours with us going through this topic. Not an easy one, but it sure ain't difficult either.
Mm-hmm.
To Amen. Our CEO, thank you for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, to be able to do these shows. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby. And guess what, y'all? We'll be right back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. So join us.
Come on now.
Come on through.
Can't wait.
And express your vibe. Whatever that is. Peace.
Peace and blessings, folks.